Hello, everyone. Welcome to Universal Energy Radio. This is The Lois Effect. My name is Alisa.
My name is Liz. How are you?
I'm awake, which is good.
I'm very, 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 very good. I am so happy to hear that. So, I'm sighing a little bit because I just told you a second ago off the air that probably during the show I'm going to be getting a food delivery, and I'm
yes.
sighing a little bit, but this is good because we're going to use this because what I had put in the order, I'm very strategic about how I grocery shop, whether it's in the store or online, and this is like a supermarket online service, and I'm very strategic in terms of price. So apparently the window of the things that I thought were a certain price shifted. Yeah. So that's okay. But we're going to use this. We're going to work through, we're working through this right now in real time. Girl, every item is something that would be enjoyed by my household. So it's not like, let me get this because it's on sale. It's let me get this because it's amazing. And yes, it's on sale. So for a lot of those items, that's not the case anymore. Okay. So we're working through that. And as I talked about, for several weeks, I've been practicing this 28-day, I'm on day 22, so this is perfect, radical gratitude program type of situation. So where it comes to things like bills and little surprises like this, or bills that are yet to be paid, perhaps because the resources aren't right there in that moment. A thing that is recommended to do, an action to take to do, is to say, thank you for the money, meaning that the money is already there. So, thank you for the money. And then yesterday, I took a very deep dive to prepare what needs to be prepared for my accountant for my taxes. So there's a little theme going on that I didn't know about, but clearly it's a theme. And a year ago was the first time I filed taxes as a single head of household.
Right.
Because I'm no longer married. So I was financially, I was always like a 50s housewife. That worked. So I was so kind of just frazzled about, okay, I'm taking care of kids and I work within this realm of independent film. So those two things totally are counterintuitive to each other. Nothing stable about any of it. So I'm like taking care of the babies and I'm hustling, trying to make a movie, trying to make a dollar. So with all of that, any time that any money would come in, I would get a check. I would just turn it over to my ex-husband, and he would handle the finances. So last year, prepping the taxes, and I had like a mini nervous breakdown. And it wasn't like, oh, my God, I can't do this. It was, oh, my God, this is kind of like a review of through, you know, sorting out your receipts and categorizing and then totaling each category, especially if you are working for yourself as you do, right? It's a whole different thing as opposed to, you know, you get your W-2, your 1099 or whatever from the job, and it's like you just do your taxes yourself online because it's like 1, 2, 3. It's a whole different landscape. And I remember it really affected me emotionally last year to see that whole journey in that way, in through numbers. So I'm doing, I'm through that deep dive, through that process where I'm categorizing and adding up and doing my little spreadsheet for my fabulous accountant. And I was so, again, it hit me where I'm, you just see that whole snapshot, and I didn't dare add up what I made or what I didn't make. I didn't go there with the 1099s, but I just did the ledger expenses part, and I was just undone. I was just shook to the core. Mm-hmm. And I just wrote it out. Like, that's okay. Obviously, this is part of the process. And I actually spoke to a very good friend of mine who's a filmmaker. And he said, oh, it's the same thing. It's devastating. It's devastating. I'm like, okay, all right. So, okay, this is what we go through. Okay, cool. All right. So it's not like because I'm managing a household and responsible and feeding young men and everything else, working every corner I can possibly work. So, and then I find out about an unexpected insurance situation. Something wasn't paid last year or whatever, and I need to have homeowner's insurance. I don't own a home, but I do technically have shares in the for the apartment that I live in. So So here we go with an unexpected expense, right? Mm-hmm. Then I'm checking about the delivery of the food. I'm like, okay, so it's about 25% higher than I thought. Okay. Right. Yeah, because when stuff is on sale, it's on sale. When it's not, it's not.
Right.
So
right,
the
right,
sale
right.
prices expired during this magic little unicorn window that I wasn't aware of. So I'm going to practice what I've been learning with this radical gratitude of thank you for the money. And another tip they give is before anything happens to say thank you for the magnificent outcome, as if the outcome has already happened.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah. So it actually is from a book that I heard about on my friend's podcast. I love my friend's podcast. It's called North of 40. It's in iTunes Top 200. She's amazing. And the episode is called The Magic. And the book is written by Rhonda Byrne, and she's famous for The Secret.
Right.
And I had mixed feelings about The Secret because I think in essence it's wonderful, and that's kind of where Law of Attraction sort of like came onto the mainstream along with Abraham Hicks and all of that. And people just took it and ran, like anything. They just take it and they'll turn it, they'll make it its own. So I don't think I would ever go out of my way to purchase a book that kind of had like that same kind of secret kind of logo or by Rhonda Byrne because it's, to me it's very mainstream. But I appreciate the message.
Right.
So like a month or two ago, I'm listening to my friend's podcast. And they're talking about this book and practicing radical gratitude. And the name of the book is The Magic. I'm like, well, I'm not really feeling the title, but all right, girls, keep talking. And by the end of the episode, I went on Amazon and I ordered 2 copies of the book.
Oh.
I knew that I would, that's how convinced I was by that podcast episode. I knew that I would have one for myself that I would want to just kind of have in my library, and then one I know the right person will come along that I'm going to give that book as a gift. It was also
right.
on sale on Amazon because, you know, I like a good deal. you know what? I'm going to hang up because I have to use the landline to do the delivery, but I'll be back in 2 seconds. So talk to the people. I'll
okay.
be right back. Okay, bye.
I'll talk to the people. Okay.
Talk to the people. Bye.
Bye. Bye. So, this is interesting because I know that Elizabeth and I tend to have parallel experiences, and we have something happens to one, usually within a day or two, the same thing, same vibration kind of happens where we get to, we get, if we don't get to talk to, about it in detail, it ends up being a focus that we can, some common ground that we can share. So for me, talking about unexpected expenses, I got a little ticket last night. I'm driving back from my wine areas, and I don't get tickets very often, which is good, you know, considering I run a wine tour business. But in this case, you know, it was one of those. I think I was sort of not zoning out, but definitely like in my head about some other things. I am one excited about the upcoming arrival of my niece, that my brother and sister-in-law are having a baby, and we're setting up for a baby shower in the next, you know, week or so. And she's been on my mind. So, you know, so they're having a girl, and I had some really good ideas for how to honor that. Cause this is the first time we've actually have a new child in the family, and I'm so excited. So yesterday all day, even though I was out working, I thought about some things like writing, because I've been told I need to write, and I will journal for me, but I don't think about writing, like writing a book, which is what is implied with these, all these different messages I get, like you need to be writing. And so I was thinking more in terms of what would I want to share with my niece? And wouldn't it be cool to have maybe some stories that she may or may not hear, but to put together a book of stories. And I haven't quite figured out the content or the context, if it's going to be totally a work of fiction. I kept thinking of when I read stories or tell stories to her, that would be kind of neat. Like my grandmother would tell us, she gave me a book of Bible stories. My mom would read books to us. So I definitely want to do that. And I have some books that I'm going to pick up and hopefully share with her. But I think it would be kind of cool to create some characters that maybe she can relate to. I would love for them to be spiritual. I mean, the whole thing would be spiritual, but also, I guess, easy to digest and something that could be repeated to other kids too, not just specifically for her, but just some certain themes of the family. And anyway, that's the whole thing. I've been sort of mulling over that, and I've took down some notes, but then on the way home, I apparently was going a little too fast. So this is probably the first time in a decade that I've gotten a ticket. So I'm not even looking that up. The guy was super nice, but I'm definitely looking at, you know, like, yeah, that's going to be an extra expense, an unplanned expense that, fortunately, I haven't been mulling over too much because I have so many other things that I'm excited about, and that's definitely not one I'm excited about. But I'm like, you know, I know I'll have the money. I probably needed to pay more attention because it was, and it's raining now, so I know that that's just keeping me safe. And in the bigger picture, I'm thinking, I wonder what I avoided by having that delay. So that's sort of how I look at that for now, and I feel pretty good about having that kind of mindset instead of like, oh man, you know, and like, how do I get out of that ticket? Because there's like, well, nope. But I wasn't in a bad mood. You know, it's interesting. The cop was like, do you have a, you know, is there like an emergency? Or, and I'm like, I could lie, but I'm like, yeah, no, I didn't try to be real smart about it. I just said, you know, no, and I'm just heading home. So I'm grateful for, I guess, the check on that. Like, okay, let's just be more mindful. These are not the best of conditions. I know what it's like to be in an accident, so let's not be that person. I'll handle this because it's something, you know, if those were the rules, I can say, well, yep, I was definitely going over. Anyway, Liz is back. Yes.
Yes, I'm back. Okay. Girl, you got a ticket?
Yeah.
Isn't that funny? How, look at that. You and with the look at that.
I know. That's what I was talking about.
You must have been thinking that when I'm talking about unexpected this and unexpected that, and you're like, oh, yeah, I got a story.
Mm-hmm.
Girl. Yeah. So I just, so the lovely man, I said, yo, I told him, and he's like, ah, I'm like, yeah, no, it's fine. And, of course, I tipped him very well because whatever, that's what we do. And I
right.
just took a look at the little invoice. Not one thing is on sale. Not one item.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
Item. And I totally strategized my, but you know what, though? We're just going to take this, we're going to fold that, like you were just talking, so I was listening to you, fold it into that mindset. Like, I love that you didn't kind of backpedal in your vibration, so to speak, or
right.
to depreciate your energy when the guy, an officer said, so is there an emergency? You know how many people would have just jumped on that?
Right.
Or how
right.
many, if a woman wanted to use her wiles, you know what I mean, her charms, whatever,
mm-hmm.
forget it.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I think I would have done the same thing, too. I would have been like, you know what, I am too grown to be trying to, like, make stuff up. Like, what? Yeah, I am too grown. And what I said to the guy, to the delivery gentleman, I'm like, well, my kids need to eat. And like I just said to you on the air before, this is everything that, yeah. But, oh, my God, it's very interesting to feel what it feels like to pay full price for everything, because that's something
Ooh.
That I haven't done since,
right.
like, the early 1820s. So, but isn't that funny? And it shouldn't matter. It shouldn't matter. So I'll go back to, so this book, so it's called The Magic. I'm like, not feeling the title, but I was convinced by listening to them talk about it on the podcast. And every day for 28 days, you're given an exercise. You're given like an assignment. Today is day 22.
Oh,
today's day 22. I've been doing it, and it's easy to do. Even if you're really, really busy, it's really easy to do. It's very, very doable, and I recommend it. I recommend it highly, and it's something that I will practice. This isn't like a one and done. This is something that I will go back to, or I will go back to particular exercises for particular issues. But it really has been life-changing from the very beginning. I can tell you that right now. So I'm not surprised at all to get the unexpected insurance bill, to be racked with emotion to the point that I was sobbing. I wasn't sobbing dealing with my taxes, like, how am I going to deal with this, whatever, how do I get out of this? It wasn't about that. It was like, it felt like grief. It felt like I was grieving something. I was at my core. Then I get a text message, but I got to circle back a little bit. So the last show ended. Wait a minute. Before I go there. So just to tie up the thread with the whole radical gratitude, I think it's very interesting that both of us, right, are kind of facing things as they are, and like you said, this unexpected expense is handled.
Mm-hmm.
We don't quite know how these unexpected expenses are going to be handled, but we're claiming that they're handled. So when I made that realization between calling into the show and you doing the intro, because I got the notification, your order's here. I'm like, okay, let me look at the, oh. Damn. Let me look at that. And I said to myself, okay, there, obviously, today's exercise was to, The Magic, My name for it is Radical Gratitude, because I don't like that's just my personal preference. I don't like The Magic. I think come up with a better title, Rhonda Byrne, but whatever. that's just my whatever, so I call it radical gratitude. If I was to, you know, write that book, I would call it that. But today's exercise for day 22 was to, an earlier exercise was to make a list of your top 10 desires, no matter how outrageous they may be. It's almost like make a list of what you might have on your vision board, so to speak, right?
Right.
And that, so I did that. I did that this morning, and the exercise is to look at each one individually, to take about a minute for each one, to read each desire, and for about a minute to really feel as if it's done. Don't worry about how it is accomplished, but to feel how that it's done. And one of them was to be completely debt free. Another one was to have more than enough money to take care of my household and for all the desires I may have. So that was in there. Mm-hmm. And then this happened. And not one thing was on sale. Because people who have more than enough money, sometimes if it's just for convenience, they just get the stuff, and if it happens to be on sale, oh, yay, bonus. But it's not like they're leading with what's on sale. Well, guess what? What a lesson this is for me. That's
right.
That's always been my mindset. So it's always that hustle, on the hustle mindset. No, I get it. That has been my default setting. But see, I was so quick to say, I have to. No, I don't. But that's what I've been claiming. So isn't that interesting that the law of gratitude, or whatever you want to call it, is showing me you have manifested everything and not one thing is on sale because you don't have to lead like that, even though in my mind I feel like, are you freaking kidding me?
Right.
You know, how am I supposed to live this life with this crazy lifestyle that I have? You know, that it's just every day is an adventure day to day. You know, I don't know what's going to happen next, and then generating income while in that space and being so committed to work like us doing this podcast, like the films that I'm helping to get made, the people that I'm coaching and teaching, the children that I'm raising. It's a madcap world. So part of the mindset, the hustle survival mindset, was, well, if I'm living this lifestyle, then it's an absolute default setting that everything has to be on sale. Well, I guess not.
Mm-hmm.
Radical gratitude, people. I guess not. Isn't that interesting? And look at you, this unexpected expense, and just listening to you talk about it, Lisa, you're like, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, I could have just brought that heaviness with me all the way home and just have that mull over my mind, like, and just, I can see where that could be a huge, like, downward spiral, a huge vortex of energy of, okay, so then,
that's right, and
all this other stuff. And I'm like, well, you know, I've had it happen in the past, and it's not fun, but I've always had the money for it.
Right.
Fortunately, no one got hurt. It was not an accident.
Right, and, exactly. That's an upgrade, because it could have been an accident from back in the day. So in a sense, don't you feel like this could be like an energetic upgrade?
Yeah, and it's to me, it's like, just pay closer attention, because the things that I was thinking about, I think, you know, if you caught that part, was me thinking about this my new niece that's coming in and wanting to share stories with her. And so I'm in my head thinking about that, because I'm not in front of my computer, I'm not writing anything, I'm just thinking. And and I'm like, yeah, so I'm just cruising along, and I'm like, okay, yeah,
wow.
I needed to get back into, like, okay, I'm behind the wheel of a car, and even though this is a road that I travel on quite a bit, because I was coming back from the wineries, I had to visit some of my contacts up there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I cannot take this for granted. I need to be more mindful for myself.
You're in a vehicle.
And for
You're
other people.
You're vulnerable.
So,
yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So, all right, that's fine. So I was like, well, all right, I'll just I didn't have to pee. I wasn't hungry. This is fine. I'll just be here. And now that I'm not driving, I can still think a little bit more about what I'm going to be writing. But then that was it. I wasn't mad at him. I mean, he was out in the rain. I'm like, man, that kind of sucks. Yeah, he must. Yeah, it's not like the conspiracy theory. Like, oh, they just need to make some revenue because, you know, whatever. It's a new month. And
right.
Like, no.
Right. They're profiling Asian drivers. So, you got
right.
it.
right. From out of the county.
She's Filipino.
She's
brown and she ate. Oh, we got 2 for 2. But she looks like she's something else too.
Right.
So you got just profiled all up and down.
So
could have been a conspiracy. Yeah, okay. Why? Because I'm Asian.
So I was like, okay. And he was, whatever changes he made, like, I put it at this much, but it was actually this much. Oh, not in terms of cost, because he doesn't know how much it costs. He probably doesn't know. I didn't want to ask him. I'm like, all right, I'll just, I'll look at it. I'll look
right.
at it later. But it is something where I remember times where I, things that this wasn't a parking ticket, but it was, I got my car booted.
Oh.
And it was because I put my money in the wrong slot.
Oh God.
Right.
Here we go.
So it's one
yeah.
of those, like, and I was remember being so angry because I'm like, the money is in there. It's just, it's in the slot right next to the slot that I need to be in.
Yeah.
And the guy, I'm sure he gets yelled at all the time.
Yeah,
he
like,
wasn't
going to
have
it.
Like,
he'll be immune
that's
to
not
it.
My fault. Right, that's not my fault. Like,
right, yeah.
Okay.
Right. What if
right.
I was to go cry to the delivery guy, like, that? You know what? That was
right.
this feta cheese was $5.99 a pound. What do you mean I'm paying $8 a pound for feta cheese? You know what? And that's still good, $8 a pound for feta cheese. Like, the prices at this
right.
place is really good anyway, so it's fine.
Yeah, but
what,
it's
come
that,
on, what are you going to do?
It's that, like, well, so it's an honest mistake. However,
right.
that's just how it goes. Like, and I'm like, okay, so after I got over myself, this is years ago, I'm like, all right,
mm-hmm.
well, I do have the money in there, so whatever, it's an inconvenience, but whatever. And this guy's just doing his job. Like, I caught myself after a little bit. I'm like, you know what, you're just, this is all you know. It could be anything. It could be like that money may not have been in there for you. Like, who knows? He doesn't know what I've been doing.
Right.
So,
and he's just doing his job. It's like
he's just doing his job.
This is his like artistic, vocation. No, he probably has a family to feed and whatever.
Right.
And all. Yeah. So it's like, what are you going to do? Take things out on people. What does that serve? I mean, you could, okay. You let him
feed,
whatever.
It's
you vent,
not,
but it
that's just
doesn't
not
do
how
anything.
It goes.
No.
So, right,
no.
you have to suck it up. Like, well, you messed up. It's a mistake. And
right.
you can't go back in the day and put it in the right slot. It's like, well, that's not how that's going to last. That's just not the reality of it. So
nope.
just move along, but it took a while. This is like, I said, like probably a decade or so ago.
Yeah.
And I
just
stewed about
far.
That, even though I'm like, I caught it. I'm like, stewed about it. I'm like, well. The more I had to work myself out of it because I like
right.
it's not an injustice. It's like, you know what? It just didn't work out that way.
Right.
So it's a little different. And so we handle what comes up. I was
right.
thinking about like, do I even want to share that on a show today? But I'm like, well, you know what? People get tickets. People, miss out. Like sometimes you have like expired coupons. like you base everything on like I got all these coupons and like oh they're all expired or
like
they you couldn't see the expiration date. Yeah, it's
right.
like eh,
right.
okay.
Yep, I think it's the first time that I can remember in decades that an entire purchase of groceries completely not one item on sale. I mean I have to laugh, but that's what after. That's what the people that don't worry about money aren't necessarily obsessed or concerned or overly concerned with if they have to pay full retail or not. They have to get what they need when they need it. So
right.
that's what I did. So I actually, by default or unconsciously, purchased groceries like a person that had no pressing financial issues.
Interesting.
Okay.
Huh?
Interesting, and I'm not going to even look at the invoice. Girl, I'm not going to even look at it. And look, the most important thing is that my children will be well fed, and as a working girl, the convenience of having groceries to feed my family, that's handled. So check, check, check. And another practice in the magic, but I'm going to call it radical gratitude because I don't like the title of magic, is one where you have an exercise throughout the day about things before they happen. It's a really powerful one. This was sometime last week. And then the last part of this exercise is to acknowledge, I think it's called like the best day ever, the magic day or whatever. So you talk about things that happen throughout your day before they happen. And then and that day was a really magical day. And for me, that's what it turned out. And then the last part of that exercise is to acknowledge and express thanks for the great news that you received, right?
Mm-hmm.
And
okay.
That night, I got some crazy news. And I'm like, damn, okay. Oh, okay. So it's really interesting. So I recommend it highly. And the book wasn't even $10 on Amazon, so I pounced. That's why I bought two. So it was
nice.
On sale when I got
nice.
It. Yeah. But it's called The Magic by Rhonda Byrne, and I recommend it highly. But my subtitle is Radical Gratitude.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So before we move forward with this conversation, I just wanted you to just let me know what's going, if there's anything going on in the queue.
Yeah, we're good. We're
okay,
good.
Cool.
Hello to, I know Raven was in there earlier. Hello to Jay. So no, we're good. No one's got their hand raised. So go ahead.
Okay. So, the last show, because she knows, because we talked off the air but I'm not going to get too into it. But there is other stuff. Okay, so on the last show, I had was talking about kind of wrapping things up with seeing somebody for just two dates and just like, okay, that's done, and moving forward, and that there was like more to tell to the story. But then callers, and also where Lois comes into the conversation, is the structured format of this crazy podcast that we do. So we wanted to, of course, honor our caller, and we did, and that really took up the rest of the time that we had for that episode. But the kind of the theme of the show was talking about getting out of your comfort zone.
Mm-hmm.
So I knew to sort of shut things down with this person that I met very much by accident, the way people kind of meet people. And just knew, okay, on a terms of just an intellectual match and other things that weren't quite lining up, like, let me shut this down because it's on me if I let it go any further. So it was in a very beautiful, innocent, chaste kind of place, like Disney. Like, was Disney would be like, yeah, we can do this. let's just keep it over there. So I knew I had to like shut it down. And then what was so adorable was that when the show ended, 3 seconds later, hey, Lisa. And she's like, girl. I'm like, okay. So I told her in very full detail what I'm going to sort of touch on now with the part of getting out of your comfort zone. So I shut down everything with this person. I guess it will be 2 weeks tomorrow. So this is like super, super recent. So in the past, not even 2 weeks, there's been sort of like this transition kind of phasing out. And now there's absolutely no contact. I stopped the contact, but now there's absolutely no contact because I think this person has moved on, as he should. Nobody here but us chickens keep it moving, right? So we're good. Mm-hmm. So last Thursday, a week ago, there's still a little bit of contact, but I'm not reciprocating. And last Thursday night, I said to myself, Well, I really don't know too much about this whole landscape of just putting yourself out there and getting yourself out of your comfort zone. And I think that's why I carried it into Tuesday's show as something to want to talk about. So long story short, I'm just contemplating all kinds of things. And I was in for the evening. And I just said to myself, you know what, I think at this stage of my life, I really don't want a serious, exclusive relationship. And I think I'm really just open. I'm mm-hmm. just open to who's out there. And not that I'm looking for anything, but just kind of open in ways that maybe I wouldn't be. I'm a grown-up. I have children that one grown child and one, you know, who's a teenager. I have some notoriety in my profession, and I'm just living a life, and I still feel like, am I done? Mm. So I thought I was done, and then I meet this person who ended up being kind of like, oh, but so I don't know. So I'm in between being in a marriage for more than half my life, feeling like, okay, I'm totally done. Meet this stranger through quite by accident, get sort of caught up in that dynamic. But those two people, it's really funny because one is as Anglo as you can get because I needed to get away from the sort of Latin man type of situation that I grew up with, the whole that. And then the other one happens to be Colombian American. And I'm like, what is my life? So I'm with these two bookends, and I'm like, well, let me just be in the middle and not even mess with any of this. And I'm having this moment like, well, is that it? Okay, well, I kind of learned something, and it was kind of nice that someone else that wasn't my ex-husband, kind of took a shine to me, although not the right person for me. But that was kind of like nice to just feel like, okay, I am identifying as a different person right now, and that's what I need, and that's freedom and the gratitude. And it's interesting because before I heard my friend's podcast and I learned about the whole practice of radical gratitude, I was practicing that because I was so grateful to have that energy sort of imprint over my past, because I thought, well, just, you know, I'm like neutered at this point, you know, whatever, right? What a terrible way to put it, but that's kind of how I felt, like just sort of cut off and so okay with that, because you know, you've visited me here in New York enough times to know, like, oh, girl got a life. And girl's okay. She got things going on. She has fabulous people, and every day it's like it's a party, and she's whatever. So I was cool with that. But so I'm contemplating all these things and really being very, very open to whatever. And I'm still getting, like, messages and things from this person. I'm like, you know what? I really need to get a distraction from this energy because I don't want to be thinking about this person. And I don't want to find myself in some raw, vulnerable place that you know, I might respond to a message or whatever. I'm like, no, no, we're not doing that because we are grown. And if we haven't learned anything in the 150 years that we were married and the 2 minutes that, like, we dated for a second, hell no. No, no, no. And I always swore, and I said this to you off the air, Lisa, I always swore that I would never do like an app. Well, I lied. So I did a little research. And I found, and I'm not going to even say what the app is, but it's not the typical app that you swipe and you do this, that, and the other, because that's not me. This is like the most, like, benign. You use it once a day, and then you leave it alone.
Right.
And I didn't even use it as much as you could use it in terms of, like, looking and all of that. Like, I kept it so limited. This is something that completely going out of my comfort zone. And so it goes back to what we were talking about, going out of your comfort zone. So long story short, I go on it on a Thursday. The thing with this particular app, you don't get notifications or anything, and they're very limited until 12 o'clock the next day. And in my demographic, and I didn't lie about my decade, okay, right? I didn't lie about my decade. And people lie about ages, and they put – so I had pictures of me with no makeup on. Like, I just didn't care. I was so honest in my profile, little profile, so honest. I'm like, you know what? And this is therapeutic because I needed a therapeutic distraction from, so I can, like, not even engage or think about and move just forward with putting that other person behind me. So the next day, Friday, I go to work. I work Fridays. For half a day every Friday, one of my side jobs. So I get out of work Friday afternoon. I'm like, oh, there's some notifications. Oh, my. So I take a look. I'm like, oh, that's cute. That's interesting. And I'm like, no, no, no. Because, you know, old people go on this, and I put myself in the old demographic, so, like, shade, no shade. I'm like, okay, there's a nice kind of, like, pool of possibilities, not anything for me, but not as creepy or scary as one would think. It wasn't like the Crypt Keeper, Freddy Krueger, and Jason, Son of Sam. Like, it was cute. Like, I'm like, okay. But nothing that I was, whatever. Okay, the next day, Saturday, 12 o'clock, I'm like, oh. So the therapeutic getting out of my comfort zone stuff was working. Because I wasn't even thinking about any sort of contact or interaction with the other person. So it worked. And then he actually has stopped contacting me altogether. Yay. So it worked. And I shifted my mindset to just be more present-minded. So, again, therapeutic distraction. So, again, seems like, you know, some nice people, but to me the sexiest organ is the brain, and I already went through, like, the whole kind of thug crazy whatever, so no, I need, like, somebody who's smart, and I can't be, like, showing people stuff. Like, no, I'm done with that. I have two kids. Okay, I'm good. So I see this one particular profile that you get, like, a little icon that tells you the person likes you. So I don't even like anybody. Like, I'm not going to like anybody. They have to like me first because I am so awkward and so, like, and I already told myself, you know, you're going to deactivate this in about 2 days. Like, not even I knew I wouldn't be on it for a week. I knew that. Would not be on it for a week. So Saturday, little heart icon. I'm like, okay, well, if you want to get out of your comfort zone, bitch, get out of your comfort zone. I'm like, oh. So then I pushed the like back button. I'm like, ah! So I go, I do some things, whatever, whatever. Like, an hour later, there's a message. Hello. I'm like, what are you, Lionel Richie? Hello.
Hello.
What are you, Adele? Hello. All right. So I'm like, hello. So I'm not going to disclose too much information, but very bright, interesting, and seemingly very, very attractive person, completely age appropriate. The other one was a lot younger than me, but, like, that was cute. I wasn't mad at that. Completely, completely completely age. And if anything, he looks better than the one who's like 15 years younger than him, actually. The younger one looked older. This one is older but looks way younger, so, like, whatever. And then there's a little exchange, and then there's, like, exchange of phone numbers. And then asked to get together the next day. I wasn't available. And then I don't hear nothing until Monday. Long story short, had a first date. And it was great. And I told you all about it. And it was short and sweet and not a long conversation and very interesting. And this person just is into what this person is into. And I respect and appreciate that. And intelligent and funny and attractive and whatever. But I'm not looking for, you know, major romance or anything. And I know he isn't either, and that's fine with me. That's actually better for me. I come home and think to myself, well, that was really great. Talk about a palate cleanser. The best lemon sorbet I ever had in my life. Palate cleanser. I'm like, I'm done with whatever. Okay, yay. That was really nice. And again, radical gratitude. When you can be grateful for things as standalones, so it's not like, are you going to call me? No. What are you thinking about? Are you thinking? No. That is so unattractive. No. I am not that needy girl, nor do I. Neediness is so unattractive. So as a standalone, I was just grateful for having like a magical evening. You know, and that I navigated through it because one of the things that I said when we walked into Lisa knows this place. It's one of our favorite places to eat. It's this Latin diner that we love. So I always take my good friends there. When we walked into the diner, I said, "Look, I'm just awkward AF," but I said AF like AF. I'm like, I'm just hello, awkward, like the geriatric awkward virgin, that would be me, okay? So I don't know what you're looking at on the profiles, but okay, whatever. So I was just so grateful that I got out of my comfort, so grateful that this person was a cool, smart, interesting, attractive person. And I'm thinking, well, this could be it, and that's okay. And what was so lovely, I got a text acknowledging that the person got home and acknowledging that the person had a wonderful time. And when I said thank you, so did I. In writing thank you, it wasn't like thank you. It was like thank you. Like I am feeling this, like the healing. It has nothing to do with anything that I expect from you, but thank you for the gift of that energetic exchange, because that allows me to invest in my healing, which is only between me and myself. No one's supposed to heal me. We heal ourselves, but sometimes we need certain experiences to assist that process, like getting a truckload of groceries and everything was full retail. That's healing.
Right.
Expand how we think. You with the ticket and being honest. You not lying.
Right.
And no one getting hurt that you didn't have. That you didn't end up in a rabbit hole of now you're in the emergency room. Right. Or damage to cars and things that you have experienced in the past.
Mm-hmm.
So it's an upgrade. All right. So I'm grateful and I'm thinking, well, this is it. Whatever. But then I get the text. So when I said thank you. I had a wonderful time as well. I'm thinking this still could be it. I don't know. I take everything as present for present value, and that's it. I don't start expostulating and thinking about things and whatever. And then to my surprise, there was a text. Would you go out with me again? I'm like, oh. Oh, my. I said I would. He said I would too. And I said, yay. So that was that. And nothing the next day, which is fine. And then yesterday, and this part you don't know because I haven't spoken to you. And then yesterday, there's some film or whatever. Are you interested and available this weekend? I happen to be available only Sunday because I'm working Saturday. And allegedly, date number two to see some obscure foreign political whatever. Okay, whatever. Something that I would never be. And it's crazy. Because I'm so busy trying to make movies, I don't go to the movies. And I'm like Netflix and whatever, whatever. And also, too, it's like a budget thing. Like, if I can, you know, see it on my own or unless it's something special, whatever, whatever. So lovely to be invited to see something that I wouldn't see otherwise. And at the end of the day, I'm going to learn something. And to me, it's all about learning. And being grateful to get out of your comfort zone. So that's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
I love it.
Girl, I don't know nothing.
but you're doing it, and it wasn't even something that you were looking for, which I think is really cool. You know, like you just, this whole thing started with really that like, oh, you know, you were taking transportation, you know.
I was taking a ride share, but I mean, like the guy driving the car. I'm like, oh, okay. I wasn't looking for nothing. Oh, I forgot little postscript. And before I went to bed, I did not deactivate the app because, you know, but I put it on hold because you can just put it on hold where it's inactive. It's not shut down. So I made myself inactive. And it's not like, oh, my God, like he's – no. It's I don't have time to talk to more than one person. So
right.
I'm talking to one person at a time because girl is busy. And it's all I can handle. And we'll see what that's about. And if I need to, you know, put it up again, I'll put it up again. But look, I was on it for like not even 4 days. So, yay.
That's smart.
Yeah. Yeah, no. I can't. And people make that. That's like their little like part-time job that they're on. 3, 4, 5 different apps. This one is like the least of all of them. It's not the most popular by any stretch of the imagination. Usually, it's an add-on. You know, when you order a la carte in the restaurant, usually this is like an a la carte, like your steamed spinach. This is not a main course. This is like a side item. This is a side item. This is a la carte. This is something I just got that as my whole everything, and it's not. No, and if I go back on it, I go back on it. If I don't, I don't. But it was really a whole kind of experiment for myself. Like, even being open to the guy that I met in the car. I'm like, well,
right.
Obviously this is happening for a reason, so I better be open. And the growth from that, I thought I was so, like, done, that when we had that very first date in, I think it was the middle of December, my 21-year-old was like, Mom, you look like you're going to do laundry. I'm like, So... I mean, I was literally running around like a banshee because I felt so like I was done.
Right.
So I'm very grateful to the first guy because that was a good tech rehearsal. Very grateful. Very grateful. Yeah. So, yes, I'm not going to lie. I was awkward with the second guy, but a lot less awkward because I learned so much from the first guy. So, radical gratitude. Very interesting.
I like it.
I like it, too. There you go. Yep.
Yeah.
And that, you know, that really is part of practicing self-love. You know, and that's the lowest effect. Love originates in self. And then one could argue, well, why do you need to be with somebody if you love yourself? well, it's not that you need to be with somebody, but if you enhance your experience of what you're doing in your life, then it means, like, shared experiences.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't mean, like, you have to depend on somebody the way you depend on your lungs and your kidneys, although there are some people that they look at relationships like that. I just want that warm body. I'm like, no.
Mm.
No. I wake up every day starfishing in my bed with a big old smile on my face, like, yes. Every day. Yes. Every day. I'm not married. Yes. I don't think I've met anybody so happy to not be married. Seriously, I am so happy to not be married. It's crazy. My whole perspective on that has completely changed. Yay. Love that.
Mm.
It's beautiful. Freedom is beautiful. Yeah, and I'm not one for multiple situations. And again, I'm a busy girl. I'm not one for that at all. Maybe if I was doing work that wasn't as meaningful and as challenging and as
right.
Immersive as the work that I do, because that is collaborative, it's co-creation, it really is giving birth, taking an idea, and then all the treacherous steps to get it to the screen is no joke, and it takes years. And you become family with your collaborators. So that's so beautiful. And I think that's why I never kind of felt like, oh, this I need to be in a romantic relationship post-marriage, or I need to be in a sexual situation post-marriage. Not really.
Right.
Not really. And if I didn't meet this person the way that I met this person, very much by I was coming home from Brooklyn. You know, I was like, hello. I was just trying to get from my friend's house to my house, okay, in the rain. I probably wouldn't even, you know, it's totally shifted my energy, and I am profoundly grateful for that. And I'll be very honest, if I was wondering anything during the time since the marriage dissolved and before I met the guy in December that I met, like, in person by accident, if I had any curiosity over, I guess it was, yeah, it's just like the divorce is only like not even 2 years. It will be 2 years in June. So let's say in the past year and a half that I was kind of recovering from the wreckage and the trauma. There was a lot of trauma. I mean, girl, I had some PTSD. There was a lot of trauma. And then in moving past that trauma, I did have not many, but a couple of moments of, I just wonder if somebody would find me attractive out that mm-hmm. wasn't like, you know, 150. That if I still had like some game in me or something, like just kind of just curious, because I had no idea. If the last time I was out and about, I was 24, 25. How the hell am I going to know?
Right, right.
3 decades later, hello? I don't know. So that's healing. That's healing. And as
yeah.
standalones, nothing from this point on, nothing needs to happen from this point on. That the healing is good. I'm grateful for that. I'm grateful for everything leading up to this moment. And that's a beautiful place to be in. I'm grateful
yeah.
that you nor me, myself, we didn't get all bent out of shape because we had unexpected expenses or unexpected things pop up financially. Oh, well.
Yeah.
That's it. So with you, with the ticket and everything, so do you have to, came in when you were mid-story. So what's the aftermath with it now with you?
I think I need to go online, and there's a date if I want to try to, you know, contest it. Otherwise, I'm pretty sure you can just pay it online. And
oh, great. Well,
it.
Okay.
So I have to go online and find out how much it is and then,
right,
you know, figure that out. But, yeah, I think the last time that happened, it was it was actually on the way. It was in 2010. And, yeah, I got caught. And then it was actually in a place in Augusta, like, so about 2.5 hours away.
Wow.
And then I think the court date was supposed to be, like, during my conference, my national convention conference.
Right.
And I was sick as well. So, obviously, I'm not driving all the way out there to, you know. I'm like, I figured out, you can just pay it online. I'm like, thank God, because
I can't. Right. And you valued yourself enough to not shortchange yourself and to do what you needed to do. And it's about value.
Right.
Like, I valued myself enough to not go into a rabbit hole with the first guy. Like, oh, no, hell no.
Sure.
You know, warm body, nothing. I have a warm body. I'm good. Okay? I'm good. So to just value yourself and to be grateful. And I can't believe it's already the end of the show. Yay. So that went by fast.
Right?
Ugh. And Lois is just shaking her head like, okay, this is a, okay. She's probably going to jump in Tuesday. She's like, no, this is a train wreck. Okay. All right, Lois, we got you. All right. So if you guys need to get a hold of us, you can email loablend@gmail.com. And this show is scheduled to be back on the air this coming Tuesday at 8:30 a.m. United States Eastern Time. And as always, let the light do the work and to brighter days ahead. Love you.
Love you. Take care, everybody. Bye.
Bye.